بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الأمر بأداء الأمانة. This is the next chapter, the 25th chapter in the Kitab, and it is with regard to the fulfillment of the commands and the trust of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this chapter we learn that the trust amanat is of very, very various diverse ways, and a Muslim has to be conscious of fulfilling all those trusts. One trust is the trust of Allah Ta'ala, the Sharia which Allah has given us, to practice upon it, to learn it ourselves, to practice upon it, and then to make others also practice. That is also part of amanat and trust. Normally, we only take amanat if somebody leaves some money or something bad, and then we look after it and we return it when the person wants. But that is not the only amanat. There are plenty other amanats. For example, our wives are also an amanat by us. So how are we treating our wives? All the different aspects, to treat them properly, to look after them, not only physically and give them their clothing, their food, their shelter, etc., emotionally also, in every way. And for a husband to give love to his wife, all that is also part of amanat. And in the same way, the wife, the husband is an amanat in her hands also. She must serve him, make him happy, look after him, all that. Our children are also an amanat in our hands. How are we educating our children? How are we dressing our children? All that is an amanat, everything which Allah has given us. The money that we earn, the money that we have, that is also an amanat. Are we spending it in the right place? Are we spending it in the wrong place? Are we spending in the right but the most beneficial place, where it will benefit for us most as far as deen is concerned, dunya is concerned, akhirat is concerned. So everything is an amanat. And a Muslim has to live his life. So from here we learn that a person really has to devote himself fully to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is really what a Muslim is and what is required of a Muslim. Not to be a part-time Muslim, but to be a full-time Muslim all the time. And Allah Ta'ala can give us the tawfiq. It is the short life of this world in which we have to do this, and then we'll enjoy eternally, forever, all the wonderful fruit of it. So with regard to that, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala orders all you people that you should fulfill, you should return, fulfill, look after the trust of to the rightful people. Whoever has got a right, that trust must be fulfilled. If mehman come to our house, that is also an amanat. Now we should see that we fulfill the rights and look after them properly. So in this way, there are various, our own bodies are also an amanat from Allah Ta'ala. And it is for us to look after this body, not to abuse the body by consuming wrong things. For example, things which are totally haram, liquor, drugs, etc., swine, etc., all that is against looking after this amanat of the body. Eating junk food, we call it junk food, and the amount of harm it causes to the body, any and everything that causes harm, all that also we have to stay away from. So this is a very, very diverse and broad aspect of our deen, and it is our duty to fulfill that. And it is only logical and clear that a person, whatever amanat is given in his head, that he looks after that amanat. That is called an honorable and righteous person. And a person who doesn't look after that amanat has got no value himself also. So may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, that all the amanat which are upon us, we come to understand it, learn about it, and then we try to fulfill the rights accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.